You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Hi, welcome to the show. This is Scott Talks, and we are talking with Carmen Rita Wong.
Yes.
She is a long list of, you're an author now.
She's a multi-hyphenate.
You are multi-hyphenated. Let's just stop there, multi-hyphenated.
Yes. In many, many ways.
Many, many ways. And we have just taken a journey down the exploration of your latest memoir called Why Didn't You Tell Me? It seems like a really fascinating story. You have a multicultural heritage. You have a secret that you find out later in life. Let me ask you real quick. Are you the one that exposes your family to the secret? Are you the one that kind of brings it to light for everybody else?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Leave it to the storyteller. Yes, I am the rebel rouser in the family. Okay. Yes, mm-hmm. That would be me.
How was that received?
Depends on who you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, do a little tiptoe in here because we don't want to spoil it.
Yes. I would say one part of the family is very supportive always and forever. Mm-hmm. And I think it's not as easy. And I don't begrudge anybody their reactions. It is what it is. But Right. Everybody knew it was coming. And I made sure to be very, very fair. No villains in that book. So most of the people actually have passed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think there's, as I've looked back in my family is very small. I come from a very Anglo-Saxon family, but there are some secrets. And as we did look back into some things, as my father was passing, my mother was passing, we ran into some issues that people didn't want to talk about. I don't think we ever got to get to the bottom of some of them. And so I applaud you for clearing the air and sort of retracing the steps of how your family evolved to where it is today.
Yeah. It helps to figure yourself out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. Like it really, the whole answering the question of why didn't you tell me is me kind of talking to my mother, but in figuring her out and why she did what she did and kept the secrets about me, a person that she did, it's how I come to understand how I came to be and who I am. So I think that to point of your family, like talking about family history and family secrets and clearing the air, like the fear shouldn't be there. Cause if it's anything, it's like adding fertilizer to growth, you know, like you it really brings you forward and together, or sometimes not,
right.
But it clarifies things a lot.
Right? Yeah. I think my daughters are going to take the lead in that because they are very curious about the answers I don't have. And I'm more than willing to help them get to the bottom of that. So
tell her about your 23andMe experience, hon.
Oh, they can't find me. They can't. They've sent like samples back, and they're like, "We cannot help you at this point." So,
reached a conspiracy.
They refunded his money.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I know it's hard to, and I got tired of doing it.
CIA is involved. No, yeah. Scott, who are you really?
Right. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I think it's a lot of families are like me where they can't get past a certain time period in their family's history and things go a little bit vague and, you know, it's easier to look forward. And I think, you know, listening as coming from where I am and listening to your story, really, it's a little bit envious, a little bit jealous because there is such diversity. You know, one of the things, are you the first generation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
to finish high school, go to college, grad school, all that. Yes. First.
And grow up in America with this, mm-hmm. this multicultural melting
first
pot
to be born here.
Of
yeah.
genes and culture. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Love seems to be the predominant attractor, not necessarily culture or race anymore. You hear people.
At least in the movies.
I was going to say, I think, it really depends, frankly, on what state, county, city. Mm. Like a lot of this stuff depends on where you live. This country is very different.
Yeah.
I mean, New York, like Harlem and New Hampshire are like 4 hours apart, and it's like two different planets.
Right.
You know, so. That's a lot of this country. So I've kind of lived in the two kind of extremes that are here. And it depends. But I'll say this, that the younger generations are so much more incredibly diverse. This country is so much more diverse. If you look at under 18, we are a majority minority country, which is why I never use the word minority anymore.
Right.
Because we're not the minority. Also, it's like a diminutive. It's like you're less than, you're mini. No, like we're here.
Right.
We're here, we're queer. No.
I mean, I think to me, that's the reality I see. The country that I see is the most diverse. And, you know, that's why it seemed like this. That's how this country was founded. And to think that we would stay within this particular lane, to me, is a false reality that, as you know, when I see extremely diverse populations, I am the most comfortable. To me, that's what America is about.
Yeah.
And it feels like as that changes, some people are resistant to it. And honestly, I think our kids are the ones who give us the permission to change our perspective because they typically come in with a more open, more diversified experience and say, Dad, Mom, get over it. What's up with you?
Yeah, and technology has changed a lot of that too because, you know, when I was a kid, all I had was the magazines, you know, on the newsstand and none of mm-hmm. them had anyone who looked like us, like me or Laura. You know, there were so few of us to see out there. And now with technology, you know, they have access to K-pop. Like, I mean, shoot, I listen to K-pop. You know, there's all sorts of things that you can see across the world. And I would say too is that, you know, I have a friend who's a 10th generation American Mexican, right? Mm-hmm. So when you realize that what California and Texas and all those states, like that's just the way it was always. It was always Mexican.
Right.
So this idea that somehow you're not supposed to be here, borders are, it's just a thing that we make up.
Yeah, it seems like it's coming from the cities inward in this country where people are being more exposed to ideas that they have to make some hard decisions on. You know, I always tell Laura, it's like your family. When your family shows up with a friend or asks you to look at something that you might not be open to, you got to get pretty real about how you're going to handle it. And
you're talking specifically about bringing me into your family who are Southern and small.
He's
a small family and, you know, he told his dad that he was bringing his girlfriend home and he didn't mention that I was black until.
I mean, my father had just had a cardiac experience. He was paralyzed.
We were
worried about his health at the time.
I'm sorry I'm laughing, but I'm like, Scott, really? Like you couldn't have given him a heads up.
No, we couldn't actually. We didn't.
He was lovely.
And, and, And it's like one of those, if we could get to the point where we realize that, and this is something that I hope that my book does, is as you see all the different cultures I come from and the experiences I have with racism and all stuff, we are just people for Pete's sake.
Right. Like,
we're just people. Yes, we are complicated. And yes, we come in different colors and cultures and races. And the history of this country is very, very difficult. But understanding that there but for the grace of God go you. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not a religious person, but the pure luck sometimes in coming out, if you, you know, if you're a white American, the luck you have, or if you're a male, the luck you, so understanding where you fit in society and then understanding how you want to live in this society. Mm-hmm. Like, I choose to live as, like, I've seen all kinds of human beings. I respect how everybody comes about. I know the power structures in place. And because my daughter came out not looking like she's my child, you know, and my nieces are on the opposite end of the spectrum, we see and she sees how the world reacts to her versus me. But how we choose and how she chooses to go through the world, that's our choice. That's under our control.
Yeah, I think one of the most fortunate things that happened with our family is that my family got to really experience Laura's family. And to, you know, really sit at Sunday dinner and talk about the way one family experiences this world and then reflect on, you know, like when I went to my kids' graduation, they grew up in Vermont. And I literally couldn't pick out my kid from the other kids because they all looked alike.
Right?
I was like,
oh,
and I
know
was
that.
I was really disappointed with it. And when I went to the kids, Laura's son's graduation, it was the most diverse group of 400 people I'd ever seen. And, you know, my kids are able to see how that has influenced them versus growing up in a place where they are exposed to multiple cultures, multiple ideas. They actually get testimony about being treated differently and being seen differently. And they actually get to participate in conversations that, you know, enforce the idea that they had a unique situation. They had, they were privileged is something that they don't have to define. It's defined by experiencing Laura's family. And
You can grow up in a monolith. You can grow up in a community where everybody looks like you, but you can still understand. I think this really has to be about imagination and empathy, you know? And if you have imagination and you have empathy, you can exist in a culture that's just all one and all, and still understand others and feel for others and fight for others. So I definitely believe that to not limit yourself by where you are. If you're in an all-white community or all-black or all-brown, whatever, you got technology, you've got the world. Read people's stories. That's why I did the book, because it's an American story.
That's what your book kind of brings a light to. It's just the idea that there's another story to be told, and this, you didn't just get here by pushing it to the limit. There's a lot of loss and understanding and shame, and, you know, there's a lot of things that got you to where you are. And
Thank you,
Laura said, I think thank you for writing this story. I think
thank you. Think it,
and also, like you said in the beginning of the interview, I think when, once you tell your story, you give permission for other people to begin to tell their story.
Yes, and I can't wait to hear many, many, many more stories, because we all of our stories have value. So thank you for having me so much.
Thank you. And another fantastic episode in the can.
I love our show.
I do too, and speaking of our show, we want to thank all of our Patreons for making it possible, and we'd like to welcome the new ones as well.
Welcome. And, hun, explain how it is that our Patreons support our show and how folks can join our Patreon.
Sure. So we are an independent podcast, which means that there is no corporation behind us, which also means we have the freedom to bring you the stories that you want to hear.
Yes, which also means that we depend on you to keep producing these stories.
Right. And we really appreciate you. So basically, to join, you just go to our website.
There's a link in our show notes of this episode to make it easy.
Then you follow the simple instructions. Also, there is a level for everybody. And after you join, you get access to all of our exclusive bonus content and special opportunities, like monthly storytelling, which is a video series. We also do Zoom hangs. Please come hang with us. Monthly memberships start at $5 per month, not per day, that's per month. And the Zoom hangs are my favorite part. So which of our patrons are we shouting out today?
So today we're shouting out two of our favorites.
Right on.
Kelly Nishimoto of Cute Booty Lounge.
Right, Cute Booty.
Cute Booty was a concept that was born in Kelly's garage in 2004. She was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves, and particularly the what, hon?
The booty.
The booty. Mm-hmm. But they were still polished enough to wear out and about. Her signature is her patented scrunch booty pockets. Cute Booty Lounge is made by women for women right here in the USA, actually right here in Los Angeles.
Right.
The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. You just go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. And what do people always say to me when I wear my leggings, hon?
Cute booty.
That's right.
Uh-huh. We also want to thank Kathleen Hahn.
Kathleen.
Yes, a fantastic friend of the show from the beginning. We love your support, and we are so appreciative of you.
Super grateful. Thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah, come join us on a Zoom hang.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group, or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.